Hello, and welcome to episode 13.5 of Boobs, Blades and Body Art, a lady's guide to nerddom. Today, we are going to be talking about myths and legends with your wonderful hosts, Becky and...
Becca. Woo! I am me. I got my name right and everything.
You did.
I didn't even say me this time.
You managed it. We both managed it.
We are geniuses.
We are. So, yes, today is myths and legends, and we're kind of, I mean, not even kind of, we did do a myths and legends episode a couple of weeks ago, but this one's going to be a bit different in the way that we're actually going to focus on the ones that people do know more. You know, we're going to be talking about the vampires and werewolves and...
We're doing your classic monsters, I won't say classic movie monsters. They are your classic movie monsters as well. They're your go-to kind of, I want to do a monster movie. Well, let's get... Dracula, but we can't call him Dracula, so we're going to call him Orlok.
Oh, we're going to call him Dracula backwards, which I can't be
bothered
figuring
out. I'll have you
know
that's his son's name, Alucard.
True.
Because edgy.
Yes.
But yeah, because so we're going to... We're already starting, and we're going to start with the classic of your vampires.
Yeah.
Everyone's go-to classic vampire, you do call them Draculas. But your classic is Dracula. You always think as well, whenever you think vampire, you do think the very pale skin, the terrifying widow peak.
Yeah.
You think Bela Lugosi's vampire, you think the big cape with the weird medallion on.
Yes,
that
makes no
sense. He's snazzy.
Yeah.
What's right? He's a count.
True.
How would you know he's a count without his count necklace on?
I'm
sure it's got a really technical name and I can't be bothered to look it up.
Probably. I mostly forget, to be honest, that his meant to be a count.
Because for all the versions of vampires that you've seen, what's your favourite version of a vampire?
Honestly, I like it when it's not too, tropey, if that makes sense. You know, I like the pale skin and, you know, they're kind of a little bit edgy, but you can't just write out, say, oh yeah, that's the vampire, because, you know, I don't know, that's just, it's a bit like Twilight meets a correct vampire film. I don't want my vampires to sparkle, but
no,
you know, I don't
no,
mind
no
them.
One looks at Twilight and goes, that's my kind of vampire. If you do, you are wrong. What happened to up until fucking Twilight and stuff, vampires were cool and scary and evil. And then they twinkled and everyone went, oh, they're so dreamy and nice. No, they murder people. Why are they suddenly dreamy and nice?
Yeah.
No one wants that. He's also like 100 and something and he's killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And fuck off for the fact that they're vegetarians. It means they kill animals and therefore they're bigger monsters.
Yeah. For me, the weird thing about the whole falling in love with a vampire is the fact that you are falling in love with somebody who's 100+ years old. You don't even have the same hobbies at this point.
I don't mind an age gap, but
yeah,
when they weren't born in the same century I am, it gets I read about this historical event. Oh, I was there actually. Fuck off, go away.
Yeah.
Though
that would be pretty cool in finding first hand accounts of history and stuff like that. Like, what did you wear?
Yeah.
In the
basically
15th
what
century.
I want and I'm definitely not ashamed to say this, I would like Eric from True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because he's Alexander Sarsgaard, but that's not complaining, because he's a Viking. So I'd be like, right, come here, we're going to talk about why you didn't wear fur. I want to know why that wasn't a thing in the True Blood universe, where he went around just correcting things. Because that would be me.
Yeah, that would be funny.
If I was the super old vampire, I'd be going, excuse me, your TV show is completely wrong. Do it right or I'm going to eat you.
Yeah.
But I do like the more nasty vampires. I don't really like the super civilized ones.
Mm.
I love my from Dusk Till Dawn vampires, where they're just nasty and sadistic and they want to eat people.
Yeah.
Also the ones that look more bat-like. The ones that are kind of half human, half bat. I always like seeing those.
Well, it's really quite interesting, actually, because back in the 19th century, when vampires were really coming into folklore and stuff like that, they were actually described as being bloated. Their skin was very plump, and
None of
you know,
this
it
sexiness.
was like they looked well fed. There was blood oozing from their nose and their mouth. And yeah, it was kind of weird. And people basically thought that it was like vampires.
I
Because
do
how
love.
dare they die and
Yes.
their corpses decompose?
Well, you do have like medical disorders that get called like vampire related. Like there's one that causes your teeth to grow pointy, and that
Yeah.
gets known as like the vampire sickness because also it makes your skin really pale. I can't remember what it is. It's a deficiency in something. And also, of course, when people didn't really know how decomposition worked, you saw fingernails growing and hair growing.
Yeah.
And people always saw that, and their faces would become a different color. And it's like, no, that's not life. That's called decomposition, and your skin is just contracting in, and fluids are appearing in places.
Yes.
So, a lot of you, I love the different methods for dispatching vampires as well.
Yes.
Everyone has like their hokey one. You get to see like a whole range. Everyone knows the classic stake to the heart
And I
is
think
how you
that's
kill a
always
vampire.
going to be like the best way to kill a vampire. You know, I don't really care about this whole, like, you know, magic circle around the house to prevent a vampire entering. Like, no, just stick with a classic stake in the heart, and it cannot enter unless it's given permission to enter, unless it's a public place.
I like that. I like how apparently civilized vampires are. I
Yeah.
must be invited. I like the idea of them going like door to door, knocking on people's door and like, "Do you have a moment? Can I come in?" And that they're actually, that's what door to door salesmen, all door to door salesmen are vampires, I've
Vampires,
decided.
yep.
Don't ask where they're at in the day. Maybe that one's false. I mean, that's not always been a thing that vampires can't really do daylight. I don't know how long that's been a thing, but yeah. But you have, I'm trying to think of you. They can't have, of course, crosses and holy water. That's another good way to get rid of them.
Yes, garlic, obviously.
Garlic. I mean, it's why you don't see Draculas in Italy.
Yep.
It's why you don't see them there. And there was one that occasionally appears, is that they don't like silver.
Yeah, though I think that's people getting it mixed up with
Mixed up with
werewolves.
werewolves. Although. I like that. That there's a line for that that came up in From Dusk Till Dawn. Actually, he says, "Well, there's something to do with silver." And he said, "That's werewolves." And I'm like, yeah, okay, you got any silver on you? No. There we go. Because who carries around silver bullets
Yeah.
to kill? I know you're also not meant to be able to cross running water, which is
Yeah.
a weirdly wonderful one. You get to see that in like your Hammer horror Dracula. So that's where we're kind of going for, is like your classic movie monster.
Yeah. There was also mirrors. You know, you can't see a vampire
You
in a
can't see
mirror.
them. That is one of my favorite ever images, and I will go to bat for this film. I don't care what people say. Van Helsing is a good film. And that scene where she's dancing with Richard Roxburgh and they pan onto the mirror and you see the whole hall behind them is empty and she's just being danced by herself.
Yeah.
I loved that. I damn well loved that scene, and I don't care. And it's not just because they made werewolves sexy either.
I mean, they did, but
They did make. I mean, if you make Hugh Jackman into a werewolf, it's going to be a sexy werewolf.
The thing that's always been quite like funny for me is the reason why supposedly you can't see a vampire in a mirror. Because you always hear the classic trope of the eyes are the windows to the soul. And basically, they're saying that they don't have a soul, which is why you can't see them in the mirror, because the mirror is to reflect back what you are seeing, blah, 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 blah. You get the point that I'm trying to make here. So,
Yes,
yeah, they're
they have
basically
no
just going, they
soul.
have no soul, so you can't see them in a mirror, despite the fact that that's not how mirrors work.
No, mirrors just. Also, does that mean their clothing is part of their soul?
Right, and then you start to think about the surroundings around you. Is does my computer chair have a soul? Do my doors have souls? Like, I can view all of these things in mirrors.
I'm now concerned that everything I own is sentient.
Yeah.
And
it changes your view on everything, doesn't it?
I'm now concerned that Morty's going to get me in my sleep.
It's okay, Morty, it might take a while.
Yeah, remember how much I loved you. if no one hears from me in the next few weeks, Morty got me.
Yes.
They're
also supposedly not allowed to walk on consecrated grounds.
Yes, it comes into the whole, they can't deal with crosses, they can't deal with holy water.
Though I've seen,
does like... that mean they can't drink the blood of a priest?
Yeah, I'm gonna guess so. Also then, does that mean that they can't drink the blood of anybody who has been confirmed or christened?
I don't know, because they always like good Christians who are like virgins. That's always your classic trope. Also, people at home, what's the fuck with virgins always meaning women?
Yes.
Where's my sexy male virgins being sacrificed to Dracula?
You know what I absolutely love, though, is I've forgotten the name of the film. It's not vampires, but it's witches. It's one of my absolute favourite films to watch at Halloween. You know which one it is. It's the one with the three witches. They open the...
Focus.
Yes. That is male virgin.
Even started describing... Do they bring up that he's a virgin in that film?
Yes.
I didn't appreciate it until I like rewatched it when I was older. Mm. And I was like, wow, they really rag on the fact that he's a virgin.
Yeah, and also, she's not.
She's not. But yeah, in Monster Squad, there is a Latin bit that gets read out to banish the monsters, because they're all the different fun monsters. And this teenage girl's reading it out and it doesn't work. And they all kind of look at her and she goes, oh, well, it didn't count.
Mm.
And they're like, oh. Then they get the small child that they have nearby to read it. And thankfully that works. It would have been way more sinister if that hadn't have worked.
Yeah.
You'd have definitely had to, even though all the monsters would have kind of stopped and gone, ooh. But why not, whenever they're like looking for virgins, why don't they just go get kids?
Yeah, I wonder if there is something about it where they're like, oh, we can't have kids because that's wrong and kids shouldn't be like taken.
Wait, have we discovered that even Dracula and monsters won't stoop that low?
Yes. Like, kids just cross a line.
Line. What does that say about people that will?
Yeah. The really funny thing
that took a really sinister turn.
It did. So I'm just gonna like completely change the subject a little bit. But talking about kids, there are some like
let's move on.
Films or books where Dracula can't have kids with another vampire. Oh, sorry, a male vampire cannot have kids with a female vampire, but a male vampire can get a female vampire pregnant. However, a male human cannot get a female vampire pregnant. And it's like, why? Like, surely if you're dead, your sperm
about that is dead too. Which is why, again, great movie, Van Helsing. A, they're born in like weird little egg sacs.
Yeah.
But they're all born dead, so they have to be reanimated to come to life.
Hmm.
I can't just read that. That's because that's why they have to get Frankenstein, and they have to use the Frankenstein technology to bring all the babies to life because the babies are dead.
Yeah.
Again, just saying. I'm definitely going to watch this once we're done as well. I'm definitely watching Van Helsing. I don't care, it's like 2 hours long.
Excellent.
But that's...
Vampires, man.
Vampires. On the next classic, and that is all your hairy dudes. You don't see many lady werewolves.
You don't really. Werewolves definitely do tend to be more male-centred. But then again, most vampires tend to be male-centred as well.
fucking men.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They ruin everything.
So, like we were saying with your vampires, what's your classic werewolf looking like?
They only turn on a full moon. To turn a werewolf, that's what we didn't discuss with vampires, how to turn somebody else into a vampire.
Quick, we'll scurry back the vampire. Vampires, you have to get bitten by another vampire.
But
then, have to drink some of your blood?
You have to drink the vampire's blood. And then the vampire has to bite you.
You and it's very complicating for a blood infection, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it is. And they can't take all of your blood because you still need to have some blood to be able to be a vampire, it seems.
Because of reasons.
Yes.
But I love the old like triangle of it's a vampire, but the vampire bites a zombie, and which way, who becomes what, and what happens if all three bite each other.
Yes. We need to figure that out, really.
Do you get an awesome hybrid?
Probably.
Or do they just explode?
Both.
So, when you think of a werewolf, do you think of your wolf, like just a person that becomes a wolf,
mm-hmm.
a person that becomes a big wolf, or a person that becomes a like wolf-person hybrid almost? I went to give examples for films and then I realised I'd probably name three films you've never seen. So, yeah.
I tend to think more of like a big wolf, but they kind of have more like of a skeletal body shape.
So, I'm trying to think, what's the... So, not your big wolves like Twilight, but your big wolves like Van Helsing.
Yes.
Those are the two films that I was like, I know you probably will know what I'm talking about if I say these. So, because they kind of walk on two legs upright, but you're not... It's not Wolfman, like your classic Wolfman, where it's clearly a guy with a fuzzy face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. That's the werewolf style I prefer.
Yeah,
is
and
the
they
one where it's kind of human.
The four legs as well, you know, to run and
They kind of run around, they crawl. Because my favorite like werewolf thing is called Dog Soldiers, and I love that, and it's got that kind of werewolf in it. It also has a man have a boxing fight with a werewolf, which is amazing.
That is pretty cool.
It's a fantastic film. Everyone go watch it.
See, the thing that I've always, like, not quite understood with werewolves in particular is that to turn somebody into a werewolf, they have to be bitten or scratched. Now, they tend to say that this is happening only during the full moon or, you know, when they're in their transition period. However, there are some werewolves that can transition at any point during the month because they've done some weird shit and can literally turn whenever they want. So what about if you like scratch somebody just like as a person? Why does that then not turn that person into a werewolf, you know? Because,
well, what about if, you know, I was a werewolf but when I was in my human form I decided to bite someone? Will they still, I suppose it maybe it's, I assume the magic juju is in like the wolf saliva.
Yeah.
So it has to be the wolf side of me that does it. I don't know why I'm now a werewolf. I just am.
No. But then you have the claws as well, like...
The claw. Well, clearly they're going around going... Nah, nah.
They bite their nails.
And then they go around and scratch people. Werewolves, big nail biters.
Yes. The other thing that I've heard, like... Because obviously the werewolf thing changes a lot. And a few people have now stopped saying that it's only on a full moon and those like 3 days that encompass like the full moon period. So you have the day before where it's very almost a full moon but pretty much a full moon.
Yes.
And then the day after as well. And so like is it a full moon or is it not a full moon?
Well, you do see that. You'll have a lot of people who will be like, oh, it was a full moon, and then they'll be like, wow, the moon's bigger tonight. It's like, yeah, that's a full moon, the one before it had that little slither missing. Mm-hmm. I swear it's called like a gibbous moon or something like that. Please don't tell me if I'm wrong, people. This is just me going from my imagination, trying to remember something.
Gibbous.
Gibbous. Okay. Okay, I was not far off.
You weren't.
For something I am remembering from childhood, I am not far off. I always remember hearing about you could become a werewolf if you were like the seventh son.
Okay.
And if you were born on a full moon.
Okay.
You had to be careful that they wouldn't become a werewolf. I don't know where this all came from. I don't know if just my family likes believing hokey shit or they were just trying to mess with me. But I definitely had the seventh son one more frequently, to the point I think it actually came up in the X-Files once. Okay. I know that is not therefore the source of, well, this is fact, because it's the X-Files, but it just means it's more than just in my nutty family's ideas. It's probably somewhere else, unless we were secretly consultants on the X-Files, in which case I need to go have words with my family.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know where that one comes from. Maybe I should look it up. Maybe I should do research. I should do research for these things.
Maybe. One of the things that I've seen a lot is that werewolves in particular have come from Viking and Norse mythology, because you have the berserkers who, depending on who you ask, we covered this earlier, obviously, but depending on who you ask, it's either a man in a bear's skin or it's a man in a wolf's skin. And it's kind of like, you know, if you are alone at night or whatever and you happen to see a berserker, then you're probably going to start believing that there are werewolves. I mean, this was a man and now it's a wolf. Like, you know, it must be pretty scary to come up against something that is clad in a full wolf skin. But, you know, that is then dependent on, again, whether or not berserkers were used in the way that they say they were.
Okay, I've actually found it. It's apparently, I say it's a thing. It's more than just my folky family bollocks. It's on a definitely legitimate website. But apparently, if you are the seventh son of a seventh son, originally, it was thought that you would be a god of death. That got changed into werewolf, courtesy of probably European invaders or something like that. But it comes from places like Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. So, fuck knows how my family got hold of it.
They're magic.
But apparently you can also, it's either a curse or a good thing. If you are also the seventh son, you can also mean you might have healing magic. So if anyone is the seventh in their family, A, well done, your mum. And B, do you have magic powers or are you a werewolf? Because clearly that's all that can be.
Yes.
Are you particularly fuzzy? And also, can you answer our question about what happens if you bite and scratch people when you're in your human form?
Yes, please.
And that do would you bite be... your fingernails?
So I've just been looking up some like fun little facts about werewolves. Fun, it might be the wrong word to use there, but
fun facts.
In European folklore, there are telltale physical traits of a werewolf even whilst it's in its human form. So these was supposedly the meeting of both eyebrows at the bridge of the nose, so you know what people call monobrow these days, curved fingernails, low set ears, and a swinging stride.
That's just a person.
Yeah. The other thing is, the other method that they used as well was that they would cut the flesh of the accused, claiming that once you looked underneath the flesh, there would be fur there, because obviously the way that we turn into werewolves is just turning it's our underneath. Entire bodies inside out.
Wait, I've just found one as well. I found another. How to spot a werewolf. If your best friend suddenly grows paws, then that's a really good sign. But there are other signs you can look for. Apparently this includes a widow's peak, a very long index finger, I mean, I don't think mine's that long. I do have a widow's peak, though.
Hmm.
Overpowering anger. Hairy palms. I feel that one's a giveaway. I don't have hairy palms, so we're doing well. Fear of water. I don't know. Do these people not like baths? Poor vision. Hey, it's not my fault. I've got bad eyesight. It's
yeah, I know.
a dry tongue.
No, mine's pretty wet.
My tongue is wet. Nighttime walkabouts. And okay, this is my favorite way to apparently spot a werewolf. Trouble pronouncing the letter W.
What?
The fuck? Why can't werewolves say the letter W? Is that why it's got two W's in it? Is that just like a fuck you to werewolves?
A bit like dyslexia is to dyslexics.
Yes. I made a point of learning how to spell that. Couldn't spell anything else, but I could spell dyslexia.
Dear.
So I love the fact that werewolves apparently can't say W.
Yeah.
So does that mean this is just mean to people with a lisp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how would you kill a werewolf?
Well, clearly I'm going to get one of those silver bullets I've just got lying around.
Yeah, that's not going to melt when.
No,
ejected from a gun.
No, because of course silver bullets are completely, definitely the most effective way.
Yeah.
In fairness, I always kind of figured that the cap was silver, so you had a regular bullet and then it had like a silver cap on it.
Yeah.
But that would just peel off the second it hit someone.
Mm-hmm.
Or considering werewolves are meant to be really robust and tough.
Yeah.
The idea that second it hit someone, it would just peel off the top.
Yeah. As well, there is so according to some people, it's literally any silver object. So obviously a silver blade, which then begs the question, how many people can bend silver with their hands? Quite a few.
A silver infused.
Yeah.
Again, it's got to be, you can't have the whole thing made of silver because it doesn't make sense. Because it would be a shit weapon. Silver does not sharpen to a fine edge.
No.
Though I do love the idea now that I'm going to go out armed with a spoon. Be like, those christening spoons came in handy. I'm going to fight a werewolf. I'm just be there throwing them at it. Does that mean it hurts if I just throw silver at things?
Werewolves in particular.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, if I can throw things at anything, and it probably hurt depending on how hard I throw it. I've set off my own little werewolf.
The other thing that I love here that's listed is silver tipped cane.
I have so many.
Come here. It's just so funny to me that you have the bullet and the blade, and then
I also have this cane.
A silver tipped cane.
Oh, is that how you can test? You can just poke people with it, and if they go,
yeah.
It's like werewolf. Not just I don't like being poked by a cane.
Well,
that's definitely not why you'd react like that.
See, what you will see is that it will actually burn them as well. So if you just touch the cane to a werewolf's skin, it'll start to burn their skin. So then you can just stab them with your awful silver dagger. And kill them.
Okay, so this is fun. So we're talking about silver. Apparently, there's the possibility that they actually meant quicksilver when they were referring to what was used to kill werewolves.
Oh.
And quicksilver is actually mercury. Which definitely would kill. I mean, it wouldn't be pleasant. If anyone knows what happens when you have too much mercury, is heavy metal poisoning is not a nice way to go. So, I can believe that over having to, but then who's got mercury lying around? I definitely have less, I have more silver lying around than I do mercury lying around. I've got silver on me. I'm wearing a silver ring. Come at me, werewolves, I'm going to punch you.
And again, though, even with Mercury, you can't really like expect a bullet to stand up to being made even infused with mercury. There's going to be like weaknesses with it.
I don't think these people were thinking practically when they came up with these
Probably not.
solutions.
They weren't expecting us to sit there in a podcast and tear them apart. They were just expecting people to enjoy
Because, do you know what? I'm pretty sure if I just got a werewolf and, I don't know, tied him to an anchor and threw him in the ocean, he probably wouldn't do very well.
Yeah, that is a fair point. But he's got super strength, remember, so he might be able to
Okay, two anchors. An anchor on each limb. Swim out of that one. And also, second he turns back to being a person. So can I not just kill him when he's a person? What
No,
about if he's a
because that's
sexy werewolf? Like, I went to say Edward, but that's not the right one. What's the werewolf
Jacob.
called? Jacob. Like, sexy Jacob.
No, because that's then killing a human. My God, Becca. Yeah,
Okay. But I was killing humans last time. They were just undead humans.
but these are undead humans. It's a
These
whole thing,
are not.
and you're not allowed to kill humans. They have to be bad.
Oh, but what about if they murdered people, then it's okay.
But only if they murdered people whilst they were also people.
It's all right. I'll do from our previous episode. I know what I'll do. I will murder them and then blame it on an otter and be like, it was the otter that did it, and then I murdered the otter because the otter killed my wife.
Poor otters.
I still love that. I'm definitely using that as an excuse now. I'll be like, I didn't do it, the
Yeah.
otter did it. I have used that as a genuine excuse now, and it makes no sense for anyone that hasn't listened or know who the Otter King is.
Yeah, that
It
is
just sounds like
grit.
I'm randomly blaming an otter for things out of its control.
Yeah. So, speaking of things that are completely out of its control, we will move on to zombies and
Zombies and Frankenstein. We're saying
Frankenstein.
reanimated corpses.
Yeah.
Although zombies were originally just kind of people in trances,
Yeah.
which is fun. That's like the voodoo, the proper voodoo side of zombies is yeah, people in powdered trances where they. I know. Sorry, Tess is in the room with me, and she just made a cute noise. So, we'll stick with more like your classic undead.
Yeah.
The dead have arisen and are walking the earth. And also Frankenstein, who's the friendly version of this.
Yeah, who's kind of like Frankenstein is a very odd
And
one.
also, sorry everyone, Frankenstein's monster, but we can't be bothered to say that, so we're gonna call it Frankenstein.
Yeah, because obviously Frankenstein was the doctor.
Yes, and I'm not calling him Adam, so.
No. So yeah, Frankenstein is a bit of an odd one because it's like he's not had anything happen to him, you know, like zombies tend to be the cause of like a disease that's gone wildly out of control and you have this zombie invasion, whereas Frankenstein was just like you kind of feel sorry for him in a way because he wasn't doing anything.
That's kind of the whole thing with Frankenstein in the
Yeah.
story, is that he's not the monster. The mob is the monster
Yeah.
because they attacked this creature for being different. And also, if you read the like Frankenstein, it's really fun because he like promotes vegetarianism and things like that.
Yeah.
It's a really odd story.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's not the mo if anything, Frankenstein the doctor is actually the monster because he thought, I know what I want to do. I want to sew a bunch of people together and make a man.
Yeah.
And then also eventually makes him a wife, which is quite nice, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, you gotta
she
have
does
your.
have fabulous hair.
I mean, yes, she does.
So, I'll give him that. At least that's fine. But with your zombies, I'll do my because Frankenstein, everyone knows kind of what Frankenstein looks like. But for your zombies, what do your zombies look like? Are they the slow lumbering ones? Have you got the really fast, nasty ones?
See, I really like the idea of the slow, like, ones with their arms outstretched
Yeah.
who are like going brains, like, you know,
Brains. Brains.
brains.
Brains.
You know,
Well,
I.
that comes from Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, okay.
That was the first, apparently, and don't come at me, movie fans, but apparently that was the first movie to do that.
Nice.
And he says it in a really comical way as well. It sounds like it's a question. He goes, brains? Brains?
Oh, dear.
Whereas I really like the fast zombies because I find them much more unnerving.
They are unnerving, which is probably why I don't like them as much.
I think that's the thing. Like the slow zombies, I'm like, oh, God, you can just run. Do a light jog and you're going to get away from them. Whereas the I'm going to call them rage zombies because that's what I always think of. I think of 28 Days Later, those rage zombies. So they're fast moving and they're really nasty. And those ones I find more unnerving. So that's why I think I like them more. Because it's like, well, I'm fucked if that's the zombie. If it's a zombie where I've just got to, you know, occasionally do pick up the pace a little bit, then I'm fine. But if it's, I like when you see them in big hordes or mass.
Yeah, and in big hordes is definitely like when they're the groupiest.
Yes, and they're all like lumbering along together. Although then they went and made zombies nice because they brought out, what was it called? Warm Bodies.
See, I absolutely loved that film because of the sheer ridiculousness of it, where he falls in love with a non-zombie.
He falls in love and he's a zombie. And I'm going to spoil this film because I, yeah. So, spoiler alert for anyone that really wants to watch Warm Bodies. Also, I think that's a really creepy title, yeah. When you think about it. But doesn't she cure him
from being a zombie
with love?
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, you know how it's the saying that Twilight made vampires shit?
Mm-hmm.
Warm Bodies made zombies shit. Because they're like, oh, they can be cured by love.
Yeah.
No, and it was, I want them.
Yeah. It was like, oh, all these zombies are dumb except for this one zombie who's still got his brain somehow. Like, yeah.
Somehow. And then it's like, oh, actually, some of them have got their brains and they've started working out how to do stuff. And they all do their one routine thing. Why?
Yeah.
I wanted to like that film. I did. I kind of liked it until love cured zombieism. Yeah, I wanted that to be that she was just a very open necrophiliac and really wanted to fuck a corpse.
Yeah. And then he bit her.
God help anyone who's eardropping on this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been an ultimate, oh, she has to be a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's what should have happened. She should have had to become a zombie to be with him. And then they could have both wandered to that plane or whatever he was doing.
Yeah. I think, like, so we've spoken about how you become a vampire and a werewolf. How do we become a zombie?
I put my hand in the zombie's mouth and he goes,
yeah. So I think like one of the ways of becoming a zombie is to be bitten or scratched. I think is another one. You can be scratched. It depends on the zombie movie or
some book. Like scratches, some want more bites. Generally, any kind of wound from them kind of seems to get.
Yeah.
There's some that make it almost like a disease,
mm-hmm.
which I quite like. I quite like that being more of a thing. It's just a disease we don't know how to deal with. Again, makes it more almost realistic.
Yeah.
But
I do like the. I like it, but then I also don't understand it at the same time. Like when all these people just suddenly turn into zombies through this like disease and there's only a very small amount of survivors, like what's so special about the survivors and why is nobody like looking into this?
Why are they not being tested for being magic?
And you know what actually caused, like what is the disease that these people have so that I can protect myself in the future?
I think you mean the video game Last of Us, because that kind of does that.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for that game, but it kind of deals with that topic. That's a really pretty game. It's the thing, like, all of these monsters we're kind of talking about, they're so popular. They're in video games, mm-hmm. they're in movies, they're in comics, they're in books, they're everywhere. If you want to churn out something, you're probably going to pick a monster.
Mm-hmm.
They can be done really well and can be done really shit.
Yeah.
Like, for every good zombie, werewolf, vampire movie, there is a shit zombie werewolf vampire movie.
I'd say that it's actually kind of more for every good one, you have like four bad ones.
There's definitely peaks and troughs, and you see like zombies will be out. Like video games recently kind of had a real zombie craze, and there was loads of them, and now they've all kind of thankfully gone away a little bit. Hopefully that doesn't mean we're going to get loads of vampire or werewolf ones now.
I mean, there is the vampire ones coming out.
There are vampire ones coming out, actually. This is true. It's clearly vampire's turn.
It's vampire season.
It's the vampire turn. The zombies have had their time. Sit down.
Yep.
Now, vampires. We've got the sexy vampire covered.
Yep.
With the giant lady who would look fine with... I don't mind. She's very sexy. Go away. We've got... like proper the proper creepy vampires in Warhammer's bringing out Cursed City, and that's got proper nasty creepy vampires in it, which I'm super stoked for,
and I really want it and won't be able to.
I want it so bad. that's a clip that should not be taken out of context, me going I want it so bad. But it's we need the, and I like that, no friendly vampires, fucking Twilight and your stupid happy vampires. But zombies. Zombies have had their turn. They're now kind of going by the wayside. But it was,
And speaking of zombies having their turn, let's move on to our next monster, who is the mummies. And not just the film The Mummy. Just you know.
Mummies in general. So your classic wrapped in bandages.
Yes.
Walking slowly.
Yeah.
Which is why I liked the 99 Mummy. Where once he's kind of got his form back, he's just a dude and he's really quick and he's existed for a really long time. I mean, I love those two films. There are only two Mummy films. We do not speak of the third. There are two of them, and we definitely do not speak of the monstrosity that was the Tom Cruise film where they crash on the beaches of Surrey.
Yeah.
I'm amazed I didn't bring that up in the ranty movie episode. I forgot, considering I hate that film with a passion. But also, you, of course, go back to your older ones where it is a guy walking.
Yes.
You could run away, just push him over.
Yeah. I don't think there's, like, much of an explanation ever as to how you become a mummy. It just kind of
happens. There's, like, a curse.
Yeah.
He's, like, cursed and or... You have it that he really wants... The love thing is often a big one with the mummy.
Yeah.
It's like, you have it where they're lost love. Normally it's like there's a magic object that they're connected to and someone steals it or breaks it.
Yes.
Or, there's a curse on the tomb. If it ever opens, the people who open it will be eaten.
Yeah. And then the zombie attacks everyone.
Yes. He kind of works with zombie as well, because it is kind of a zombie, but it's a specific mummy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So really, mummies and zombies are the same, but somebody just decided to wrap the zombie up in bandages before they...
Did you ever do that as a kid, where you wrapped yourself in loads of toilet paper and ran around going, "Bah, my mummy"?
Yeah. And got absolute shit from your mum for doing so.
Did you have to wind it back on the toilet roll? Because that's what I had to do. I wasted like four toilet rolls and I had to sit and wind it all back on again.
Yeah.
She didn't appreciate it though, because of course it all broke when it was on me. I stapled it back together. apparently that was not the correct attitude.
I mean, but you tried.
I tried. I was also being a little shit. So.
Yeah. But we don't mention that bit.
No. So it's like the mummies, because you don't really become a mummy. Also, they're nearly always Egyptian mummies.
Yes.
They're nearly always Egyptian mummies. What the hell? Why was apparently Egypt the only place that could produce? I suppose that's where everyone thinks. When they think of mummies, you think of Egypt, even though there are mummies from lots of other countries.
Yeah.
Like, Peru has got loads of them.
No, they don't. Do you know why? Because it's Egyptian only.
Of course. Sorry, my mistake. Egypt is the only one that can make a mummy.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that there's also Roman mummies as well.
No, only Egyptian.
But beg you.
But no.
What about the mummies in China?
No. They too do not exist. They're a figment of your imagination.
God damn it. But yes, it's always this Egyptian priest or pharaoh. Yeah. It's never just like Bob. But I suppose Bob probably didn't get mummified. It
no,
was
he was
your,
just
your
thrown
amazing
in.
people
Yeah, he was
that
just
got
thrown
mummified.
into a hole.
Although, what I really want is the where, of course, they used to have like mummified animals. Why did they never come back too? Because that would have been awesome if you had like a little cat wrapped in bandages running
Right?
towards someone.
Just.
Just a cat going. Because who would run away? You'd get got in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because it would make sense. Because you'd be like, kitty!
Yeah, so cute!
It's a kitty! And then you'd get eaten by it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ah, my mistake.
Yeah. And that's the other thing with zombies. Like, sorry, not zombies, mummies. You don't tend to be able to, like, turn yourself into a mummy. Like, if a mummy bites you, that's it, you're dead.
Yeah,
if a mummy scratches you, you're dead. Like, you can't become a mummy.
Also, mummies, all about kidnapping people.
Yeah.
Got a big thing for kidnapping. And strangling people. They love strangling people.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's because their arms are out like this all the time.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
They either want to hug or to strangle. maybe that's how you defeat a mummy. You have to give it a cuddle.
Maybe.
We were saying about defeating werewolves and zombies.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to defeat them. You just got to kill them, often smash
yeah.
the brain. That's kind of the big
Chop
thing for zombies.
Chop their head off is like the big one. You know, make sure that there is no, like, brain connected to them.
Well, honestly, I liked that where you had to smash the brain because there's been some fun zombies where they've taken the head off but the body's still running around.
Yeah.
He just hasn't got a head on it anymore. But there's never really, like, how to defeat a mummy. You have to, like, return the curse object or
yeah.
you have to just kill it.
Yeah, like, you just stab it like it's a person.
Well, I mean, if we're going by the best mummy film, so the 1999 Brendan Fraser one, you have to read from a special book, get
mm-hmm.
his immortal soul taken away, and then you can stab him.
Ah.
Because then he's just a person.
Ah.
Or you throw him into the pit from hell while you're fighting the rock, who's
ah.
half scorpion.
Yes. So mummies are basically the boring end of zombies. It's what we've
yeah,
discovered.
Mummies is a very specific type. No one ever calls them zombies, but they
no,
basically
they
are zombies in costume.
Yeah.
Does what? Wait, so if someone was dressed as a mummy and then they became a zombie because they were at like a fancy dress party, would they be the ultimate mummy zombie hybrid?
They must be.
They must be.
They must be.
If a zombie outbreak happens, I am going to wrap myself in so many bandages. And just be like, I'm fucking ready. I am now the greatest mummy. Come at me, zombies.
Damn right.
Well, I think that's mummies, kind of. Because there's not
yeah.
really much to talk about then. With
there isn't.
So let's move on to the next one, where I said it's like lake monsters. Or the
mm-hmm.
the one I think of is the creature from the Black Lagoon. But there's always a monster in a lake.
Yeah.
Or a monster in the ocean. Or monsters in bodies of water. Although I've yet to see the one that's lurking in like a hot tub. Or a pond.
Yeah. Oh no, you do get pond ones.
You do get pond ones, this is true. Swimming pool, do you get many in swimming pools?
No. I think the problem with like swimming pools and hot tubs. Is they do tend to
hop top.
Yeah. Is they do tend to have like chlorine and you know they're heated and it's just not natural living environments for these monsters.
So what
clearly.
We're saying is you can defeat these creatures by throwing chlorine at them.
Yes.
Everyone should go where actually people don't walk around holding chlorine because
no,
it will
don't.
Not be good for your skin.
No.
Also, police might get really suspicious.
Yeah, please don't throw it
around.
At people you think are lake
please don't
monsters
throw it. We
either.
Don't encourage it unless they do look like the creature from the Black Lagoon. And they aren't someone in costume,
yes.
then by all means throw some chlorine at it and let us know if it worked.
Yeah.
If we don't hear back from you, we'll assume it didn't.
But apart from that, I don't think they really ever say a way to get rid of these kind of like lick monsters either. They're kind of just, you know.
You just have to fight them.
Yeah,
you
just stab
also,
them.
You never really know about where they came from. There's
no.
just. There's always like the, oh, there's a thing that lives in the lake and it
yeah.
kidnaps sexy women. Because they always kidnap women.
Yeah.
Again, where's this equality for men in tiny pants getting kidnapped? Because if ladies have to be in tiny bikinis getting kidnapped, men have to be in the equivalent of a tiny pair of pants.
Yeah.
And like, or they can have tiny pants and like a thin shirt that's constantly damp.
Yes.
Because the, I want to see that. I want to see the creature from the Black Lagoon holding a sexy man, just being like, yeah. It's my. I love the idea that there's a lady behind it going, oh, that's nice for
yeah.
I didn't get kidnapped for a change. What a fucking relief.
Yeah. But yeah, like, and you can't turn into a lake monster either. Like, you know, if you get bitten or scratched by a lake monster, you don't become a lake monster.
Unless you're Swamp Thing.
Yes. Or unless you're in Buffy.
Or in Buffy, yes.
Although again, that was drugs.
It shows. This is true. It shows how kind of common these kind of monsters are. The more we think about it, the more you're like, oh yeah, there's one in there. And there's one in there. Because Swamp Thing is definitely someone that falls into lake monster, given that he's called Swamp Thing.
Yes.
So, he definitely works for this category. And how dare you have cancelled that TV show, Amazon? Fuck you. It was
monsters.
Really good. They are the true monsters. Amazon.
Corporate monsters.
Corporate monsters. Jeff Bezos looking at you. Give me all your money.
Yeah.
You may have stepped down, but you still have too much. Give it to me.
Yeah, lake monsters are kind of like that really weird thing where they are so mysterious.
You don't get the explanation with them like you do with the zombies and your werewolves and your vampires, where you know all this, where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
You have your classic big one. Big one. With lake monsters and monsters of that kind of type. Because I'd say also with that one, you've kind of got your creature from another world.
Yeah.
So you're not... Because they never say alien. They always say creature from another place.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da, da. That kind of goes in with... You don't get explanations for where these things came from. You just get told, oh, that's a monster and we now need to go kill it.
Yeah.
I think people just like murder.
Yeah, nobody actually tries to talk to them first to find out why they're actually killing people.
I want the monster side of these stories.
Maybe they're just scared.
The monsters, providing it's not the shit of, like, they're sparkly or they're cured by love.
Yeah.
None of this shit.
And you're a grumpy teenager who only comes to school when it's grey and cloudy.
Yes.
And nobody thinks that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
why are they not at school in the UK? Come on.
Yeah.
Why is there not more shit like that, say, in the UK? Apart from Dracula, which takes place in Whitby. best place. So, that's kind of lake monsters. There's not much to them. We can't become lake monsters. We can't... Defeating lake monsters just seems to be... destroying it and shooting it or cutting it up or setting it on fire or
and usually
the 900 other ways.
Actually, like, it's very difficult to catch one.
Mm.
You know, they tend to escape into the deep lagoon and you never see them again until 20 years later. Yeah.
Yes. Wait, does that mean Pennywise is one? No, he's just more of an interdimensional monster.
Yeah.
The next one we kind of had planned, it actually spawned a greater idea for us.
Yes.
So we are going to be really brief on this because it's witches and wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And while working this out, we kind of thought about how the fact that witches always seem to be bad, whereas wizards always seem to be good.
Yeah.
So we're going to actually do like a whole mini-sode just on that kind of what the fuck.
Yeah.
So we're not really going to talk about witches and wizards. We were going to put them in here, but we had a better idea.
We did, because good ideas are good.
Also, think about that. That's true for most of these creatures, is most of them are men.
Yeah.
Apart from, like, zombies, because they're just a mass of people.
Yeah.
Most of them are depicted as men. Like, mummies are generally men. The lake monster is generally referred to as being a man, or it's just it.
Yeah.
But your werewolves and your vampires and Frankenstein, all blokes.
Yeah.
As we said, Frankenstein had to petition to get himself a missus with fabulous hair.
The best hair.
So witches and wizards were just kind of, what's a skip? We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you, witches and wizards. But let's say we are very upset about witches.
Yeah. What the fuck? I am a perfectly nice person.
Yeah.
I haven't murdered anyone today.
Today. Yet.
I haven't murdered anyone today. Let's stick with that.
So, the next one that we're going to talk about instead are demons / possession, because they kind of come under, like, the same kind of umbrella.
It's normally a demonic possession.
Yeah.
Or it's because I suppose we could have also kind of deal with your ghosts here, because you do often have your hauntings, and that's either a demonic haunting or a random man.
Yeah.
But it kind of all works together. There's the spooky things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, like with possessions, you have it like the child or the weak-willed person gets possessed.
Yes, which and that is usually where... a woman.
Yeah, so we get to be possessed and men get to save the day. I'm sensing a theme here.
Oh, they're the demon, but they also get to save the day.
They get to be the big bad.
Yeah.
And save the day.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, we're just sat in a corner going, help me, as I, then fly up into the roof.
Yeah, then you get to throw up pea green soup on people.
Yeah.
Or you get to use a cross.
Yeah.
To pleasure yourself. So, I don't think you've seen The Exorcist.
I haven't seen The Full Exorcist, no.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Quite a good one, actually, is The Rite with Anthony Hopkins.
Oh.
That one's quite good, actually. I like that one. I'm not saying The Exorcist isn't good. I'm just saying that The Exorcist, everyone knows The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Also, The Exorcism of Emily Rose is also quite good. Partially based on a real exorcism as well.
I feel like I've seen that one.
That one's quite good. That one Chris really likes. But
yeah.
That's the thing with exorcisms as well, is exorcisms happen.
Yes. So they have that. They are a real, actual thing.
And, you know, there's... Demons are a thing that people actively fear.
Yeah. Especially in God-fearing countries. Like, as soon as you mention hell and God and stuff like that, demons become a real big thing.
Well, for, years in cinema, you couldn't say hell.
Yeah.
You had to say heck, because hell was such a bad word.
Yeah.
And it's... You think about saying hell now, you don't really think of it as a bad thing, but for a long time you couldn't say it because that was basically swearing.
Yeah.
So
it was actually worse than swearing. You were allowed to say certain words that were classed as swear words for a specific rating, but to say the word hell was just that was the worst thing you could say. You could not say it.
That got changed by Gone with the Wind, I believe it was. When he said damn.
Yeah.
That was the film that changed it because he demanded the right to say the word damn.
Yeah.
Because damn also used to be the biggest swear word, apparently. Yeah. Everyone, go watch History of Swearing with Nicolas Cage. It kind of breaks this down.
Yeah.
Also, Nicolas Cage, come on.
he is our
but
god.
This isn't demons or possessions.
No, it isn't. So...
When you think of a demon possession, mm-hmm. do you have your classic red devilly demon haunting someone going?
I think I used to, especially with demons, but then as media started to take it over, especially TV, you know, you got your other shows like Charmed and stuff like that, where demons would just become attractive men.
They did. They kind of went from being really creepy looking and then they became sexy.
Yeah.
And you had your sexy smile. Again, still men. You didn't really have that many female demons. I'm trying to think of a big series that did kind of sexy female demons.
So
Supernatural did quite a few.
Yes. In Buffy as well.
Yeah.
They have, but again, she is they're vengeance demons. You know, they want to make people pay for doing bad things. And the main one is somebody who does it because her boyfriend broke her heart. So now she's off saving women from boyfriends. You know, it's always that really, love trope.
That's where I'd give credit to Supernatural then. Because Supernatural does just have female demons who are just out for... being demons and assholes and things like that.
Yeah.
So, shockingly, Supernatural covers a lot of these creatures as well, given it went on for so many seasons.
Yeah. They like them, don't they?
They do. And then they gave it a really shit ending.
Yeah. I think...
But we're not here to talk about shit endings of shows.
No. The only way to really get rid of demons, like, obviously the way to get rid of a possession is to have the priest come and bless
Perform an
and holy
exorcism
water.
and
Yeah. But
yeah,
for
because
actual demon, it does just tend to be hold a cross at them and then stab them. There isn't like
yeah,
a.
hold across and be like, get out of this person.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm being stared at.
Oh.
She's sitting against the door, staring at me, going, "You're not giving me any attention."
Oh.
I know. I'm being made to feel guilty.
Poor Tess.
I know. What did I do?
She.
I'm very proud of her though, because she is staying quiet. So
It
that cheese worked.
did work.
So I bribed the dog with cheese before we started.
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of with your demons, you throw holy water on them, and it all goes
Yeah.
fizz. And you get like a flash of the demon, and then everyone starts yelling. Again, they can't go inside churches, really. They have the kind of consecrated ground thing, like vampires do, where
Yeah.
they can't step in holy places. They kind of have similar weaknesses to
They're
vampires.
basically the crap version of vampires.
I'm talking about some of them can fly, and they can go out during the day.
True. But they have to be in somebody else to be able to go out during the day.
I mean, isn't it always fun?
Just going back to vampires and consecrated grounds. Usually, when people say consecrated grounds, they are meaning these actual church slash temple. However, most churches have graveyards. Graveyards are consecrated
Consecrated
grounds.
ground.
But where do vampires come from? Graveyards.
Well, you see, they live in coffins, which is very graveyardy.
Yeah.
You see a lot of them times that they have their coffin somewhere else,
Yeah.
and they have the one I like is that they have to be in the earth from where they came as well, so they need the earth around them. But surely that's consecrated earth if they came out of
Yeah.
a. But then, of course, you have with some of them that, oh, they couldn't be buried on consecrated ground, so they got buried somewhere else, like nearby or somewhere random. And that's how.
Yeah.
Because also, you have with these classic vampires, like the ones that are meant to be like dukes and counts and stuff, you'd have a family mausoleum which wouldn't
Yeah.
be on the grounds of a church, it would be with your house. Shush. And so. That kind of makes more sense because you wouldn't have a consecrated house,
Yeah.
not unless you live inside a church. And generally, once they start making churches into houses, they deconsecrate them.
Yeah.
So anyone who does live in like a converted church or things, that these are things now,
Yeah.
you actually have someone who will come and deconsecrate the building, which seems weird because that means you could just consecrate any building.
Yeah,
So
you
as soon
literally
as you
can.
found out about like a vampire or a demon, why not just consecrate the building?
Because that's being smart.
See, we'd survive horror movies
We
great.
would. We'd be fine.
Yep.
But yeah, like, I mean, the idea of that as well is when you watch Buffy, all of the vampires, when they're newborn vampires, they come out from the graveyard. You know,
Yes.
they are reborn from the graveyard. But then surely is Hi, Tess.
Hi, yeah, Tess, your collar doesn't need itching. Thank
You'd
you, darling.
think that surely as soon as like you put the like as soon as they come out of the ground, they're going to start dying because it's consecrated ground. It is a very weird situation.
Yeah. Don't just look startled at me. Come on. Come have a cuddle.
Tess does not want to cuddle.
Nope, she wants to glare at me.
Yeah.
Oh, do you need a wee? Is that what you want? This is why the dog is not normally upstairs with me.
Yeah.
Because I have to put up with this harassment.
Well, we have spoken about our last point anyway, so.
We have. So, let us plug our socials.
Yes.
We have, of course, everyone. We have a Discord, which is a wonderful community. It is nice, safe, not full of assholes, and just a generally all-round lovely bunch of people
It
where
is
you can
indeed.
show us what you're up to, whether you are hobbying, sewing, writing, whatever you get up to. You can drop it in there and show us, because things are slowly going to start getting back to normal, but we don't want to stop seeing what you guys are up to. And probably I will put a picture of Tess in there today because somebody has been attention seeking. I don't care how cute you are, stop it. So
and we
you
all
don't
deserve
just
to
get
see her face.
Yes, you all get to see how cute she is, so I will drop that in there. We also, of course, have a Facebook, a Twitter, and an Instagram. Mm-hmm. To find us on, we will do updates. And of course, there'll be us have to pick some sort of weird picture to go on this as well.
Yeah. We also have our Twitch channel as well for doing our next live episode, which we haven't decided on yet. But
we haven't decided on. You never know, maybe if this lockdown has ended, we could actually do the episode from the same location. Which would be amazing, because then actually people might be able to see me in a non-blocky form.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We can't speak too soon, because
who
knows with various governments going on at the moment. But yes, so we have episode 14 coming out. It is going to be about weaponry, excluding firearms.
Yes.
We are not going to discuss the invention of gunpowder.
No.
So everything else
we've
got.
Sorry.
Then we've got.
And then 14.5 is going to be women in comics, which we mentioned last time.
So
because there's quite a lot to talk there.
There's quite a lot. We've realised we should have really started these for International Women's Day.
Yes.
Because that was recently. So why not? We'll just make up for it in retrospect. We're going to do a couple of women. Mm-hmm. Themed ones for the minisodes.
Yeah.
So we've got women in comics will be the kind of first one to kick it off once we realised.
This totally was all planned by me and Becca.
Sorry,
we totally planned this.
I mean, it was definitely planned. This is in no way off the cuff and on the fly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And on that note, guys, we will talk at you in the next one.
We'll talk at you soon. Bye bye. Stay safe. Fuck you, Wilson.
Bye bye.
I got it in this time, I remembered.
Bye bye. Bye bye.